Well, with that music starting to get lively, we're going to get lively, too, with Tom Chikanowski, our visiting gypsy scientist, exploring the frontiers of science and technology. We're also looking at the process of innovation. We hear a lot about innovative technologies, and somehow it always seems like it's somebody else out there innovating. And I think that everybody has within them the power to innovate and create something new, different, and better, Tommy.
We all have a little seed in us of creativity. And in order for that seed to grow, we need to be in an environment that has the tools and materials to nurture that seed. And that's where I was very lucky, being brought up in a family of craftspeople with lots of junk and old machine parts, pinball machine parts, radios, to tear down and rebuild. And
so you learned a lot
about hands-on
stuff.
That's the best way to learn.
But so many of our kids are in an environment now where if something breaks, basically you throw it away because it's cheaper to throw it away than it is to fix it. You know, the uncles, dads, brothers, and sisters, and moms, and whoever are going to fix this stuff have less and less time to do this.
A lot of the things we're making these days are created by robots, and they can do things that a service tech just can't do. And I've run into several pieces of equipment that absolutely were designed never, ever to be serviced.
Mm-hmm.
Just truly throwaway.
I had a car like that once. Just changing the oil filter. You had to have a special tool.
Well, I like the one where you have to remove the engine blocks and jack the engine up in order to change the spark plugs.
I actually
had to bend the firewall in order to do that. That was a good design. But with CAD programs now, we can pretty much predict the spaces before we actually assemble something, which is going to help us a lot in the future.
Yeah, my new car is a lot better than that one. Wow, I was amazed. Anyway, so things are not designed to be repaired.